please.
Number one is from the county treasurer, a report requesting county board support in opposing AB 135 that would have a highly detrimental impact on county governance.
Treasurer De Alberto, you have the floor. Thank you.
Chairman, this assembly bill is really detrimental to the county's interests. First of all, it intends to give tax breaks to people who are in need of help. The largest number of people, the largest claim of taxes are really banks, mortgage companies, and corporations. I think it's well intended, but I don't think it understands exactly what the situation is at the county level. It also would cost us about $1 million in revenue a year, and we'll have to make up for that by increasing taxes on people that pay the taxes on time. So, in effect, it penalizes people who pay their taxes on time by making them pay for the delinquencies of others. It also will increase delinquent taxes because the penalty for non-payment of taxes is actually less than the state penalty for not payment of income taxes. But when you reduce that penalty, you have an impact of actually raising the number of delinquencies. For people to say, well, it goes from 12% to 6% in terms of my delinquency payments, now it's like a loan, and I can afford to do this. There are a lot of people that are business people, corporations and banks, that make business decisions based on the costs of alternatives, and they'll simply not pay their taxes. This comes on the heels of many other changes that the state has made in the past. Our fiscal year starts January 1st. Tax bill arrives in December. Our intention is to get our finances in shape for the year, know where we're at, to know who's paying their taxes, and who's so we can budget around it, at least in my office. And they made it, when they first instituted it, they said, okay, they're not due until January 31st. Then they said, well, they're not due until July 1st, it's your payment plan without any penalties. Then they said, you can't foreclose for another 2 years, which actually is 3 years in terms of their schedule. Then they have the 5-day grace period on top of that if you don't pay your taxes. Now they're saying, if you don't make any of those grace periods or payment plans, now we're going to reduce your penalties for not paying your taxes. It makes the job of collecting taxes very difficult for municipalities and counties. It's a very difficult bill to explain to people unless you meet them face to face. I did go to the Capitol last week to talk to the author of this bill. He said he didn't understand the implications of this and he would talk to us in the future and he would withdraw this bill. But there are other people that have signed on to this that want to keep going forward with this. So I would like this body to take a position on this because I think it's going to be coming up again in the future.
Okay, I'm glad you went up there, too. Thank you. Supervisor Burkowski, you're first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Welcome.
I'm sorry. Did you say Representative Ziegelbauer? Is that who you spoke to?
No, he's not the author. Wynn is the author.
Okay.
Ziegelbauer is one of the people that supports it. Yes.
Well, and I don't understand that because isn't he also a county executive in Manitowoc or someplace up there?
County Treasurer is, his name is, it's well known among county treasurers. He doesn't support us in terms of our position, doesn't consult with us. He signs on to these things and supports them without even looking at their impact on the counties. And when we explain it to him, he just seems impervious to it. We don't understand.
So the county executive of that county is signed on as a state representative in an area that's going to be detrimental to his county. Okay. You know what? Hearing the treasurer say that it sounds like this thing is going to be withdrawn because, you know, I read this a couple of times, and for the life of me, I could not understand why they would even do this. I mean, this is just being...
Years ago, and it was not passed at that time, but it's come up again now, and I think it's important that we just let people know this is a position, and...
My point, Mr. Chairman, is that it sounds to me like our treasurer has gone up, and it sounds like they are going to put this matter to bed so that it's not something that we need to, scream and pull our hair out. But I appreciate you letting us know what's going on, and I'm just sorry that it's gotten this far, and shame on Ziegelbauer.
Any other comments or questions? Supervisor DeBrune, sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're
I'd
welcome.
Like to move approval resolution. I don't think Supervisor Burkowski did that, right?
I'm sorry?
You
didn't
make
a
motion. Okay. I'd make a motion to approve the resolution. I do understand and that the sponsor study would withdraw, but I also understand your logic that it might come up again, and to have the county on the record and county board and county exec on record in support of your concerns over this, I think, is appropriate. Can I just ask you one quick question? On the issue of the numbers of tax delinquencies and the interest rate's going from 12% to 6%, and when would that take effect? I forgot, I didn't bring my stuff with me.
Well, that was another question that was not separable in the way the bill was written, exactly when it was going to affect in the middle of the year or the end of the year.
Okay.
It was really difficult to matter one of them, because all the computer programs and all the accountings are set to function the way they are. It costs a lot of money to change the programs, and it will take time to do that. It's a good question, and that's one of the costs of this bill that weren't mentioned in the fiscal bill.
Okay. And I agree with you that a 6% interest rate is clearly something that I think someone is just using fiscal impacts as their gauge as to whether to do something, that might spur them to be willing to be delinquent on their taxes, just like you said. So that's unfortunate. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Broder.
I guess I have to say something, although I hold certain truths to be self-evident.
I've heard that somewhere.
Yes, the preamble here talks about tax breaks for banks, mortgage companies, landlords. as to being contrary to the county's interests, yes, certainly, but detrimental to society's interests as a whole, and by society, I mean the non-business community, the people who are normally represented at the ballot box and whose interests are supported and protected by government. So no one should be surprised at Walker's implementation of this yet another aspect of his special interest agenda. After all, we're open to and for business. We're apparently a government that believes only in business, and we're consequently close to notions of fairness and equality. And I mean, this is something that is so startling in the context of this state's history as to be almost surreal. You know, Scott Walker and Salvador Dali fall into the same category as far as I'm concerned.
I thought he was an artist.
Oh. Well,
he was a surrealist.
He was a surreal artist.
Are you for surreal?
So, you know, forgive me again for
okay.
for having to say these things, but, you know, I mean, the trend that this establishes, if it's projected, where are we exactly 20 years from now? Are we going to perhaps eliminate the vote? It'd be much cleaner if we ran like a business, wouldn't it?
Thank you, Supervisor.
You're welcome. Consistent. You're welcome. I'm always glad.
I'm the father confessor. I listen to
offer an opinion.
We're honored to have you on this committee.
I guess the question, and we have the motion, I appreciate, but for clarification, too, I think with the resolution, we will send all the bullet points here, though, as well, because it really is kind of, really gets you thinking when you look at it. For example, the very last one, G, that this singles out counties for reduced penalties for non-payment of county taxes while leaving similar penalties for non-payment of state taxes intact. So that's a true statement as well.
Well, of course.
I mean, there's the fairness issue, I think, that we talked about. Sure. So you want to cut in? Okay.
Can we defer to Supervisor Broder?
No,
I would love to hear what
Supervisor Broder has done.
No, I'm through.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor, I mean, Treasurer Delberti.
Reduce the scale of the homestead property tax relief at the state level.
Okay.
So they're
yes.
reducing property tax relief, and
right.
then at the same time, they're asking the counties to share the burden of more increased costs for collection of property.
Well, you know, we've done a number of things, you know, and try to point out to our fiscally responsible representatives that, you know, this really doesn't save or who this hurts. We've done it in several areas, and we've had some minor successes here. Now, I don't know if Mr. Della Rosa wants to comment on this, too, because, you know, maybe this will be withdrawn. We hope that's your feeling, or Mr. Del Rosa or Ms. Babish, did you have any comment on this? Or have you talked? You haven't talked to anybody about this, but this is something we'll follow up on. Hopefully, that would be the case. And I see many people in our audience. We've had people here before. You know, they need to advocate for themselves and get the medicine too, and work with their staff and make sure they get all the information, because we need to continue to do that, and we have to be proactive. And I'm pleased that you went up there and did this. I mean, the people who are most involved, have the most knowledge, need to have their voices heard here. And especially that this is, like you said, you know, you just read this and, you know, logic dictates, well, I guess the feeling is we're trying to give breaks to people. We don't want to make it burdensome. We want people to pay their taxes. But then, like you say, you reduce or you take the penalty down. It was 1%. The penalty now is 0.5. And then it makes it easier than not to pay, or then you can take a loan out and not to pay your taxes. And then it, I mean, the point is, if we're always talking about we need to represent all the taxpayers. I get this constantly, and I get it. Okay, I guess we all should get it, huh? But then we do some things that doesn't represent everybody here. So something that I think we need to be consistent on, too. Any other comments from you, sir?
I just want to clarify something. There's interest and penalties for taxes.
That's the penalty, the 1.6%. Okay.
About 18%. The state has interest and penalty plus a myriad of other costs that they listed in the
But I guess when we write this up, or can we make sure that, you know, these points are, you know, kind of the introductory, the preamble, if you will, to the resolution. Okay? Getting staff to help.
Are you amending this, Supervisor?
Do I need to, is that an amendment?
Well, they weren't listed in the resolution before.
Each of these points are listed?
Not exactly the same one.
Would there be any problem in introduction? I mean, it could be a one long whereas clause. Could it not be? I want to make sure that this is in here. I think this, you know, summarizes very well what, you know, what the problem is with AB 135, besides actually saying, you know, we're not for it in the resolution. Can I do that on the fly here? Yeah, yes, thank you. Thank you for help. I'm looking for help here, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Fly.
Yeah.
It's your wish that we amend the whereas clauses to make sure that it includes the specific information,
yes,
about
please.
That. We could do that.
We
could do that and have it prepared for you as it, you know, goes in, because it's a whereas clause, it's not affecting any of the being
right.
resolved. So
right.
That's the pleasure of the committee, that we would draft that and include that in the motion that you passed today.
Committee, are we all right on there?
Sure.
Yep, thank you.
So I'll amend my motion to include that.
Thank you.
The additional insertion of the additional whereas clause is described by
great.
The chairman.
Great. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Supervisor. Okay. Then on the motion. Amended. As amended.
Okay. On a motion to include these.
Oh, we got to do that first.
For
yeah.
approval.
Okay.
Okay. To include the whereas clauses, Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Bruin.
Aye.
Robert.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
And then it's 4-0. And then.
Supervisor, you said Bruin as amended then?
Yes.
Approve as amended.
Thank you.
As amended, Borkowski.
Aye.
To Bruin.
Aye.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair. Thank you. As amended, 4-0.
Thank you. Thank you, Treasurer Gilbert.